this point?
Well, thank you, Terry. Thank you. That was incredibly comprehensive, and I wish I was closer. I'd come over there and give you the hug, but Mike Bass, Mike Bass is our hug guy.
Most of the time, you need that.
If you wouldn't mind, maybe we could ask a couple of questions. I'm sure some members of the trustees would be interested.
You use the term Mandarin program. Could you explain what that is?
Yeah, the Chicago Public Schools have made a strong commitment to world languages. In fact, the board in November just approved a comprehensive curriculum framework for world languages. And so this is the teaching of Mandarin in our schools, both elementary to high school. We also teach Arabic and 12 other languages.
One of the trustees admitted at one point that, you know, that as the standards become more our admission standards become increasingly dependent on an expression of achievement in standardized academic tests, that we are likely to preclude certain people from attending the university who otherwise might thrive here, as the particular trustee said that he did. And I guess I'd like to ask you, you know, how do we deal with that dynamic?
Yeah. I was last in public school leadership in the year 2000 before I came to the Chicago Community Trust, and I've been there for a decade. So I feel like I'm parachuting back into this world. When I left public education, during the 90s, we were working relentlessly to develop a set of alternative assessments, and authentic assessments were the terminologies. And so I thought a decade later, we would have had this problem solved. Instead, it's like things were just truncated. And rightly or wrongly, I focus on the impact of No Child Left Behind, of distorting some of the trajectory that our public schools and our researchers and leaders were on, that in this 10 years, we should have developed a larger number of reliable and valid performance and portfolio type indicators that could demonstrate the level of student knowledge and ability. We were moving at University of California, right outside of Oakland Public Schools where I was at. You know, they were starting to entertain admissions by portfolio as the standard, in shifting away from the use of standardized test scores. And there are a number of areas where I think that the curriculum itself became so narrowed that we lost a lot of progress in innovating around how young people learn in this day and age, and how we can actually accelerate and deepen their learning processes with a good infusion of technology, better prepared teachers.
And is there a model that you would recognize as or point us towards as a kind of best in class standard that we should seek to emulate?
Yeah. Being now 7 weeks on the job in this new world parachuting in, I'm still trying to find out where the Jeep was parachuted in and the supplies and the other things like that to be able to start to do that work. But that will be one of the outcomes of our planning process for this spring. And I could report back to you at a later time about the sort of findings. And we have substantial university engagement in our planning process. And so we'll be looking at those sorts of issues.
Well, thank you, Terry. We appreciate it. I think at this point we'll try to go into executive session, which would give us an opportunity to speak about some employment matters, some appointment matters, and some issues related to security. Everybody will give us a little bit of time to do that. I think, will we stay in here then, Michelle? Okay, we'll remain here. Thank you all.
I'm sorry, Michelle, motion?
Do we have a motion? Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
I heard all.